You're listening to SBS News.
Abdullah Ali Kail says the media in his home country of Afghanistan is suffering because of war and conflict. Now his surprise debate about the future of the media in Australia, in particular about press freedom, has grown louder here.
The challenge is, like, when recent reports were released, and I read that through media, and how journalists could be put in jail or they can be charged over certain kind of reporting. And that has been a shock to me, being in Australia, that this could happen here and media could be under control.
The SBS producer says free speech is important for any country to maintain trust between the government, institutions and the public.
So this is a media freedom, and this is a freedom of speech which can play a role of balancing all powers and also bringing people into account if they do anything.
Mr. Ali Kail says when press freedom is under threat, it can damage a democracy. He faced risks on an almost daily basis when working as a journalist in Afghanistan.
They will come over and they might blow themselves, and also they might shoot us, they might bring a car bomb and all those sort of things. But despite all that challenges, we would still continue our important job and important role in that society and community.
SBS is part of a coalition of Australia's top media organisations supporting press freedom under a campaign called Australia's Right to Know. Mr. Dennis Muller from the University of Melbourne's Centre for Advancing Journalism explains why a lack of press freedom is of great concern.
It will mean that the voters, the community, are denied information which it is in the public interest that they should have. All of the current whistleblower cases are all about matters of great public interest. And if the community is denied information about them, then it's going to be in a far less well-informed position to make decisions at election time.
New research from the Australia's Right to Know campaign involving more than 1,000 people found 87% of people value a transparent democracy. But only 37% believe they are living in a free democracy where the public is informed. Some journalists have given evidence to the Press Freedom Inquiry pushing for a Media Freedom Act to be introduced in Australia. Dr. Muller also appeared at the Press Freedom hearing last week, and he's concerned about the media's future.
Well, I think the trajectory in Australia is very bad. Australia, when you compare it with countries that we are allied with in the intelligence community, the US, the UK, Canada and New Zealand, Australia has by far the most oppressive laws and no protection for free speech, which all the others do in one form or another.
The inquiry is also examining the public reporting of classified information, which has been the focus of Australian federal police raids into journalists' work this year. Critics have suggested police actions at a News Corp journalist's home and the searching of the ABC Sydney headquarters could put democracy in danger. Walkley award-winning journalist Adele Ferguson has worked with whistleblowers who expose misconduct and wrongdoing, but she says they are less protected than those in the United States.
And it's really, at the end of the day, it's about trying to make this country a better place by putting a spotlight in places that companies and public institutions don't want the public to know about.
Ms. Ferguson, who writes for the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, says in the US, whistleblowers are rewarded, but Australian whistleblowers also make a big difference.
Take some of the whistleblowers in the banks. Jeff Morris from the Commonwealth Bank, Dr. Ben Coe from CommInsure. This culminated in a Royal Commission into the financial services sector. So far, we've tallied up about $10 billion in compensation that the banks and other financial institutions are going to be paying back to Australians.
And 88% of the public agrees with the Right to Know research showing most people think that those who call out wrongdoing play a vital role in society. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.